Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner. Thanks for joining us this weekend. We're broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and with that in mind, we put together a very special pre-Valentine's show. We're talking flowers with Jim McCann, the CEO of 1-800-Flowers. We'll talk finance and romance with Dr. Ruth, and we'll play our weekly game. This time, it's going to be called the Cupid Challenge. And as always, we'll take your phone calls. But we kick things off with the Motley Fool Take, our look at the week's business news and some other stories that showed up on our Fool radar. Joining us in studio this weekend is Motley Fool senior writer Rick Munoz. Rick, welcome back to the Washington, D.C. area.
It's great to be here, David.
Story number one, farewell to Fiorina. This week, Hewlett-Packard announced the departure of its CEO, Carly Fiorina, who took over the top spot 6 years ago when she was celebrated as the first woman to run a top U.S. company. Now, in May of 2002, as we all remember, HP bought Compaq in a much-publicized effort to boost its PC business, but the move has not panned out. Shares of HP have lost more than half their value over the last 5 years. Rick, do you think it was the poor stock performance of HP that has really doomed Carly Fiorina?
Yeah, and I think with Carly Fiorina, you have a case of someone who may have made 100 great calls in growing Hewlett-Packard. I mean, we all know the Hewlett-Packard brand. It's synonymous with printing products. But this one decision to go, and even though everybody in the company was against her going through with Compaq, went through and basically stormed the decision to buy the company, it hasn't panned out. The company hasn't been as good now as it was when Compaq and Hewlett-Packard are two separate companies.
Story number two, a first for eBay this past week. The company scaled back some of the fees that it charges its power sellers after raising those same fees just last month. Shares of eBay are down around 30% for the year on last week's Motley Fool Radio Show. eBay CEO Meg Whitman said that she's focused on the business at hand.
What we try to do is actually manage the company, and the stock price will be what it will be.
That's very nice, Meg, but I still think this was a terrible decision. The company basically said, hey, you know, we can have a policy. We've always increased our prices. Now we're actually going to scale back. We're actually going to, if you listen, if you scream loud enough, we're going to pay attention to you. Mm. In a sense, it's being the parent that just got stepped on by the child.
Is it fair to say this is kind of like putting your son on curfew and then late afternoon say, oh, okay, go on out, Harry.
Yeah, companies don't work well with a guilty conscience, David.
Story number three, stun gun maker Taser reported strong earnings once again this quarter, but Wall Street wasn't impressed. Shares of Taser have been cut in half this year after more than quadrupling in 2004. Rick, this was one of the hottest stocks on the market over the last few years. The stun gun, of course, envisioned as a non-lethal solution for police. Rather than shoot a gun at somebody in a catastrophic or critical situation, why not just tase them, stun them, incapacitate them, they'll recover, and supposedly it's been safe. But the stock hasn't been recently.
No, it hasn't been a safe thing to hold. I live in Miami, which is a taser town, and crime is down to, you know, record lows, basically, since the police officers have been starting to use tasers. Hmm. And here you have a company. The only problem is that now people are starting to complain because the cops are starting to abuse the use of the tasers. If a kid is walking out of school early or something like that, they'll taser the kid. If they want to tell kids, stop a kid in an arcade, they're more subject to use the taser than they would a shotgun or a rifle or whatever, and that's hurting them, obviously.
Let's talk about the company for a sec. No real competition. Still, worlds of possibilities, international growth, people one day instead of buying firearms, buying tasers themselves. That's all been part of the growth story, Rick. But I guess what it comes down to is, in the end, I think this battle is going to be won in the press. A lot of negative headlines around the use of taser and taser itself. The company's going to have to confront that. We'll see how it plays out.
Right.
And finally, this week's story number four, did you hear the one about the publicly traded Chinese internet portal that saw its stock plunge after some unfortunate news about its fortune-telling services? That's right. The name of the company is Sina, and you have to wonder if, thanks to its fortune-telling wireless services, that Rick, maybe Sina saw this coming.
Yeah, and it's a bad thing for Sina because they're relying. I mean, this is a country where people are relying on their little wireless handsets to get around and to get information and to get entertainment, basically. And what's happening to them is that they can't market the service anymore. They're still allowed to do it. I mean, the government isn't saying you can't sell fortune-telling services through the wireless phones. What they're saying is you can't market it the way like here in the United States, it would be with tobacco companies trying to advertise on television.
That's right. We've referred to this company in the past on the show. I've recommended the stock. I like Sina for the long term. Many call it the Yahoo of China. Of course, in the U.S., we're used to the internet being on our desktops. In China, it's largely on your cell phone. That's the way it's been deployed. And so that's Sina's positioning. Mobile messaging, a huge business. Turns out something like 30%, analysts have estimated, of Sina's growth in mobile messaging was from fortune telling. Good luck is a big part of Chinese culture, but the government not allowing them to advertise it, and that's what's crimped the stock.
Yeah, and it's hurting a lot of the stocks in China right now, too, and you just have to wonder, is this going to be, you know, the year of the bear in China?
Let's hope not. Rick, thanks for joining us. I see good things in your future, by the way.
As I in you.
And that wraps up the Motley Fool Take for this week. For the Motley Fool Take each day throughout the week, join us at Fool.com.
If I sent a rose to you for every time you made me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room.